President Bush last night took one of the most fateful steps of his presidency, launching the first stage of a coalition attack against Iraq. Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
How did this play out last evening at the White House?
The president had three meetings that we know of throughout the day yesterday, and likely many phone conversations aside from that, with his top military advisors, his top foreign policy advisors, and with, say, the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. All of those kind of conversations were taking place all day in advance of that 8 p.m. deadline. And what we are told is that the president was given very specific information that the CIA believed they had good intelligence, that they knew where Saddam Hussein was, where he was hiding. And even though it appears that the big strike, the big massive airstrike that we're all waiting for, was not going to happen yesterday. We kind of had a sense that the timing of that wasn't quite right, that once that deadline passed, that if there turned up an opportunity to take some specific action, they would do it. And they felt like they perhaps had a shot at Saddam Hussein himself and some of his top advisors. So the decision was made. The president signed off on the order at about 6:30 yesterday. We know that some hours later that the strike took place, and then we saw the president on television at 10:15 last night.
Did you get any sense yesterday that this was going to happen last night?
It was a strange day, certainly, at the White House yesterday, and we all knew that 8 p.m. deadline was looming. And in the very first early morning briefing at the White House, you could really feel the tension and kind of the stress of the day in that room, just from talking to the White House officials. But we were getting no solid indication that anything specific was going to happen. So you can imagine. Imagine all of this speculation that was going on, all the looking at when the sun sets and sun rises in Baghdad and whether or not that makes sense for an attack or not. And we were all prepared for something. But I think as the day wore on, as we got towards 6 o'clock, there was a sense that perhaps it would not happen last night. But again, everybody was always ready for literally anything once that 8 p.m. deadline passed.
What's on the schedule today?
His schedule, his public schedule, is very thin, as it has been for some time. The only official public thing on the schedule is a meeting with the president of Cameroon tonight, where they will no doubt talk about this. He always has his regular security briefings. Of course, they become war briefings today, now that the actual military campaign has begun. And lots of decision-making as to the next step.
What's a two-front war? And U.S. troops are engaged in Afghanistan, of course. What's happening there?
Well, there was a U.S. attack, a big one on Afghanistan yesterday. They picked up some radio transmissions that they believe were between terrorist groups in some caves in a mountainous region. I think that is designed to send a message that this administration is ready to still fight the war on terror, even as it pursues Saddam Hussein. That's something critics have said that they have been neglecting the war on terror.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.